Drag Queens Boycott Library to Block Feminists' Free Speech. By Neil Munro on October 30, 2019. Two male drag queens say they will boycott a Canadian library for refusing to cancel a speech by a feminist who is opposed to the gender identity ideology. Trans people existing and having rights to employment, housing, and safety is not a discussion, insisted Caleb Robertson, one of the two men of Faye and Fluffy Storytime. He is one of two men who read sexually themed stories to children in the library in Toronto, Canada. While they ridicule women and heterosexuality by dressing as extravagantly stereotyped caricatures of women. The library is facing bitter opposition from pro-transgender groups for not canceling a planned speech by feminist Megan Murphy. Murphy, the influential editor of Feminist Current, argues that the gender identity movement will eliminate the legal and civic recognition of all women. Unless women are legally defined by their biology, she explains, men will declare themselves to be women and take women's private spaces, cultural events, sports competitions, legal rights, and political movements. That view is increasingly accepted by mainstream conservative groups, such as Concerned Women for America. In November 2018, Murphy was blocked by Twitter for saying, "Women aren't men, and how are trans women not men? What is the difference between a man and a trans woman?" Toronto librarian Vickery Bowles has resisted the pressure from the city's left-wing establishment. For example, the city's gay groups have promised to exclude her from their annual parade. "As a public library and public institution, we have an obligation to protect free speech," Bowles responded in a written statement. In the last few years, progressives have embraced the idea of using men dressed as insulting caricatures of women to reshape children's views about sexual behavior. For example, on October 3, Niagara-on-the-Lake local gushed about the men's sexually distorted show. Facelift and Fluffy Soufflé are drag performers who combine their performance art with their experience as child educators. In a video interview for Today's Parent, Faye explained that bringing drag performers together with little kids is a kind of perfect relationship. "It's kind of like drag performers are clowns, right? They play things up, they are over the top. They are like a cartoon come to life." The men are described at their website. In 2018, TV star RuPaul explained that drag queens are intended to ridicule heterosexuality. "Drag loses its sense of danger and its sense of irony once it's not men doing it. Because at its core it's a social statement and a big F you to male-dominated culture. It's a real rejection of masculinity." The progressive effort to reprogram children's sexuality is likely to be an issue in the 2020 election. In 2017, former President Barack Obama told NPR that his effort to establish the gender identity ideology helped Donald Trump win the election. The reprogramming, however, also requires intense pressure on the parents and other adults. So Robertson accuses Murphy of hate for trying to protect women's rights. He said he feels sorry for library staff because they have to go to work for a place that would host someone who spews the kind of hate that Megan Murphy does. "The drag queens are not transgender because they do not wish to change their sex. But they oppose the evolved sexual norms that help American boys and girls grow up to be well-adjusted, mature, adults. Those beneficial norms are denounced by university feminists and other groups as compulsory heterosexuality."